say for Madali that in Hilcha Shavuos, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, that it's Shavuos both Sha'avar and Lahaba, both come under Shavuos Bitui, right in the beginning, in Perek Aleph, first couple of lachas. So he's paskining, I mean, Rabbi Akiva, which is, of course, under the system of Ribui Miyat Ribui. But if you look in Hilchas Pidgin and Pidgin Aben, in Bikurim, in Perek Yud Aleph, I think it's Halacha Vav, there you'll see that the Rambam paskins, like the Manda Omar in the Gemara and Shuas Dalet Amud Beis, like the Rabbanan, which is, of course, the system of Klal Prada Klal. So, it's interesting that when it comes to Pesach Halacha, you don't have to worry that you're using another method of being Darish the Torah. Contrary methods. When we know when it comes to the methods themselves, I mean, we remember that from both the Gemara and Dalet Amud Beis as well as Chav Vav, I mean, it's clear that they say, you know, this Tana is Darish the Torah this way, and he's Darish the Torah this way. It has to be that way. Because you can't say it switches around. It makes no sense. You have to have a certain position how the Torah was written. But when it comes to Pesach, you don't seem to follow that. I'd be curious if anyone noted that and says anything about it. I don't know. Does anyone have an idea, like, even where to look? I'm not sure. You know, Melech, one of the, you know. But I didn't see anyone takes it up. Okay? So, the Gemara now mentions the Machlokas, Rebbe and the Chachamim, about how do you know regarding Pidgin HaBen, Pidgin Bechor Adam, with what can you be poda? So Rebbe's Dorish Ribu Miyot Riboy, as like Rebbe Akiva, and therefore what you end up with is that you could use anything except for Shtaris. Shtaris is that one, you know, extreme case that doesn't make it. Why? Because a Shtar has no Shavius. Right? Like Rashi says, a Niyar Eino Shavaklum. And it's Eino Omeid El Laraya Shabo. I mean, he says that by the, when he's explaining Klal Prada Klal, but of course the concept applies, you know, that's a universal concept there. Okay? So that's Ribu Miyat Riboy. So you can use anything. You can even use Avadim. You can use Karaka. You can be Pidgin HaBen with anything. If you Doresh Ribu Miyat Riboy. But if you Doresh Klal Prada Klal, like the Chachamim, like the Rabbanan, so then you start off with the Klal, then you go to the Prat. The Prat is the Erech HaKesef Chamesh Shkolim. And that's it. That's it. That's the specific. And then Tifdeh now says Dan Kein HaPrat. So what is it? Mahaprat Mefurish Dover HaMetaltel V'Gufa Mammon. I've called Dover HaMetaltel V'Gufa Mammon. So what gets excluded? Yatsu Karkos Shein HaMetaltelin Yatsu Avodim Shehukshul Karkos Yatsu Shtaros Afpish HaMetaltelin E'Gufa Mammon. So you end up with Gufan Mammon and Dover HaMetaltel. Okay? That's the Machlokas. Alright. Now Tosfos. Now we Paskin, and I think, Tosfos mentions on Beis Amud Aleph in Kiddushin. So now Tosfos makes the point, and I was happy because I was medayik in a Tosfos, and I think I have a raya for it now from the Rush. The Tosfos Rush. Because Tosfos says like this. All right, you guys on Beis Amud Aleph? Okay. So Tosfos says, he wants to know, right, because the Gemara on Daf Ches says that Rav Kahana was Shakal Sudra, the Pidgin HaBen. So Tosfos says, Minolon the Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef. How did he know that he could use a Sudra? So then Tosfos says, Umiho. However, the Perakama the Shavuos, Dorish Klal Prada Klal, Dorish Klal Prada Klal. Okay? That's what he says. All right? So we asked the question way back when, which is, Tosfos finally concludes that the Yesh Lomar, how do you know all these other cases, like Erechin and Kiddush and Shavu Kesef Kesef, so Yalfina Me'evet Ivri? But, so why don't you just learn it out from Pidgin Aben? Right? Okay. So, I think the answer is like this. You see, I think the answer really is that you never know that Shavu Kesef is Kesef by Pidgin Aben. I mean, you do know it practically, but not as a concept. Not as a concept. Meaning, it goes like this. You see, in a klal uprada klal, if you follow what we've been saying, so it comes out that you have a prat. And what is the prat here? The prat is chamesh shkolim kesef. Okay? Now, this one functions a little bit, operates a little bit differently than the case in Shavuos. Because the case in Shavuos, if you remember, in the prat, you had two variables, lahava, and you also had tova ra, correct? Lara lahatim. Here you don't have that. Here you just have the prat is you don't have a category anymore. You just have chamesh shkolim kesef. But in fact, there is a klal that follows it. So now, when there's a klal, the truth is you need to look at the prat and to expand, correct? So over here, when you analyze, I guess when the Chazal take a look at the prat of chamesh shkolim kesef, and they know that now there's another klal, so it has to be a klal kein haprat. So now you have to decide what is the kein haprat. And again, so the Ke'ein HaPrat, there's what are the features of Kesef? What is the Ke'ein HaPrat? So they've determined that the Ke'ein HaPrat is these characteristics, that it's Gufo Maman, and it's a Davar HaMetaltel. Okay? So the truth of the matter is, now when you go to the Klal, and you say that anything that has those features is also included, so you're not saying Shavu Kesef is Kesef. You're just simply saying, in that case, we go and expand on those two characteristics. What are they? Davar HaMetaltel and Gufo Maman. It's not a din, conceptually, of Shavu Kesef Kesef. So you have no right to learn it, to go ahead and learn out from this case to other cases. This is specific to Pidgin Aben, that you expand from Chamesh Shkolim Kesef to these two characteristics. Anything that partakes of these characteristics is included as a Chefza of Pidgin Aben. That's not a Din of Shavu Kesef. It's a different idea. It's specific to those characteristics. That's all. That's all you know. See, that's what I think. And I'll prove it, but I just want to show you. When Tosa says, U'minol on the Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef, then he says like this, U'miho. The Perakam of the Shua is Darish Klal Prada Klal. I think what Tosfos is saying there, that Umihu, is he's not saying that we know Shavu Kesef is Kesef, and that's why Rav Kahana did it. No. The reason why Rav Kahana did what he did is because the Klal Prada Klal. And since we know Klal Prada Klal includes Davar HaMetaltel and Gufo Maman, therefore he could use a Sutra. Okay, good. I'll bring a riot to it. Because, you know, the guy wants to say, look, you're being medaic a little bit much in Tosfos. I don't think so, but in case somebody wants to say it, I'll show you what the Rush says. Tosfos Rush, if you have one. If you don't, I'll just read it out loud. He asked the Kasha, like, how could Rav Kahana do this? Same Kasha. It's almost the same Lashon. He says, Umiyu b'pichin aben nicha. It's okay. The b'perek kama de shvuas. Ubeperek yesh b'chor, dorish klal uprado klal. L'rabos, kol davar hametaltel, v'gufa mamet. See, he doesn't say it's Shavu Kesef Kesef. It's just for Rabos called over. I'm a Taltel, the goof of Mammon.
Okay, so now that we've established that you cannot learn out, you can't universalize from a klal prado klal, from the cases like of Hegdish, or from Pidgin Aben, you see, so that you certainly cannot derive anything from. But Satosa says, Yesh Lomar, the Alfina mi Evid Ivri. Why? Because from Evid Ivri, it's Yoshev, Lerabos, Yoshev Gulaso, Lerabos, Shavakesef is Kekesef. So now, once you know that, now you can universalize. Because that's telling you that Shavakesef is Kekesef. Now you can universalize to other cases. That's all Tosis is saying. And that's why Tosis asked Akasha afterwards. Hold on one second. That's why, I'm sorry, by the Tosa Rush, that's why the Tosa Rush, his next Kasha, if you take a look at the Tosa Rush, his next Kasha is, well, if you know Shava Kesef and Kikesef, so then why do you need the Klal of Prado Klal by the case of Pidgin Aben? But then he answers, no, the answer is because that's not an idea of Shava Kesef and Kikesef, simply. Because the answer is, you have to be Mamayet Shtaros, you have to be Mamayet, not only Shtaros, that's of course not Shava Kesef, but you have Vadim and Kakos. Now, once you say it's a regular limud of Yoshev Gulaso, that Shava Kesef and Kikesef, then the answer is, you can universalize. The only thing is, you universalize the cases that are not purely Shava Kesef, that are not Shava Kesef Kikesef cases, as we've already pointed out by Pidgin Aben. That's not an idea of Shava Kesef Kikesef. Does that make sense? What I was answering is, I was trying just to show why you can't learn from the Klal of Prat as opposed to the case of Evid Ivri. Well, you're right. That's what I'm showing. You're asking the question we had. In other words, Tosis has a kasha. How do you know Shava Kesef is Kekesef? And he learns it out from Evid Ivri. So the question is, Havamina, what was his maskana? That's what your question is. In other words, why would you think you can't learn it out from Evid Ivri? And why self-co-self do you say you can? There must be something within the framework of Evid Ivri and Erechin that there's a commonality there. That's what you're saying. Right?
Yes.
Understand, because it's a certain kind of a Kenyan Gavra. And so is Evid Ivri. But what is Erechin? I mean, we don't answer Erechin. We're not sure. I don't know. Right. But I guess that's... I just wanted to... You're right. I just wanted to show tonight. I wanted to take a smaller step, just explain why you can't learn out from Klal or Prado Klal, but you can learn out from the limud of Yoshev Gulaso. It does lend itself to universalizing to other cases, or derivation to other cases. But why, and there's, what is the framework and scheme that allows yes or no? I'm not answering for Erechin. You're right.